Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This is my favorite time. It's Empowerment Networks. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rome, and Empowerment Network. It's 365 days, y'all. Let's get this show started. Right now. Ow. Y'all feel that? Hey, there is no better love than love for self and kind. There is no better love for self and kind. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment and self-love just for you. This is part two of our series on the Wake Up series, and we just had a small segment, and we got back online. So we're going to go back to the conversation. And before we get started, I'm going to bring my co-host in. Stan Macklin, are you with us?
I'm with you here, brother.
What the network? How are you?
I'm doing good. Still in the midst of getting situated and everything, but we're glad to be back home.
The king is back in the castle.
Oh, yes. Yes, we are.
All right. Well, we had a beautiful show last week. So we wanted to pick up on that, but it'll also be a potluck as well. And we're going to discuss some things that we need to do in order to get our people back in alignment. And so the initial segment that we did just a few minutes ago before we were bumped off, we talked about taking back the power. And that's one of the things that we need to do in terms of waking up. And the sister said she don't think that we sleep. We just been beat up. And so we've been traumatized, and I even said that maybe we're in a coma. We just need to be waking from the coma or from the comatose state that we're in. And how are we going to do that? So this solution time, how are we going to do that? How are we going to take back the power that we give away so much in our families and in our communities? And how will we do it? And I say we have to have agendas, right? It's kind of just like when you go to the hospital, you have to have a prognosis and a diagnosis. And that diagnosis for us will be at level. Everybody won't get the same amount or the same dosage or the same treatment. You have to have the treatment just right for you. What is the treatment that's going to be right for our community? What dosage do we need? A little mental stimulation, a little physical motivation, and a little spiritual elevation. So that's where we are today. Any thoughts before we get started going back to the lines?
Well, we just have to quit trying to fit in to a system that's not designed for us. And I have to say, we have maximized our potential within that system, but it has so many limitations because the original makers of that system, they don't want you to fit in because they designed it. In other words, they designed the obstacle course, and they know all the little secret bumps in the road to keep you from making progress, and especially since we got a late start within that system, how are you going to catch up and be operate from a plane of equality? It's just not going to happen. So that's, as I always say, that's the reason why we have to have systems, or we have to have a institution or institutions that help us to define our own reality. Because that way we can set our own agenda, we can establish our own criteria, and it goes back to the old saying, it's foo-foo all the way, from us, for us, by us. And we got away from the foo-foo concept because we got caught up in the fashion war and got caught up, and we need to get back to that. Get back to that. And so once you do that, you're able to operate. And that's what we do with the Tubman Center. You know, she was a trailblazer. And we carry on that legacy. But if we have more institutions, and then we have to look at what is an institution? An institution is a structure. It's a structure. It's a structure that is designed to operate. And so if you're trying to operate in somebody's structure that's not for you, it just don't fit. What was it that our famous master lawyer said, Johnny Cochran? If the gloves don't fit,
what did he say, Stan?
You must acquit. Didn't he say that?
That's what he
said. If the gloves don't fit, you must acquit. And OJ played it out, boy. He really played it out. They didn't fit at all. And so that's the way we are. We're trying to put something on that don't fit. You're trying to make it fit.
Putting that small shoe on. That's why you got all them coins on your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies know what I'm talking about. Them coins, them things don't look good. I know they don't feel good, but that's a whole nother subject. Brother, I'm going to the lines, and I'm going to pick back up with 1683. You ready, Stan?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, 1683. It's the Empowerment Network. Marvin Rowan and Stan Macklin coming to you live. How do we take back the power? What do we do, and how do we start our own institutions that create our own reality? You're live.
Yes, sir, my brothers. Picking up where Brother Stan left off, an institution, establishing institutions. To me, an institution, and I don't want to get religious. I'm just keeping it real on my understanding of this thing, of the universe.
Get down with it, brother. Get down with it.
An institution is God. God should be our institution.
Uh-huh.
We need to reconnect with God. How are you going to build anything if you are not connected with God? If you're not connected with your Father, if you're not connected with yourself, if you build anything and you're not connected with God, it's not going to stand. I don't care what it is. It has to have a foundation, that institution, and then God has to be that foundation. That's why I said
we
have to rediscover God and start with your individual self. Find God. Find that God, that institution in you. And if we all do that, I say it all the time, if you find God in you and I find God in me, we will find each other. And
therefore
will come our institution. We can build anything once we do that. Once we do that and reconnect, that's our institution. Because all God is, if I can use adjectives, adverbs, whatever, is righteousness, honesty, trustworthiness, respectfulness, dignity, loyalty, commitment, all of the so-called things which are righteous things. That's God. Therefore, anything you build is going to be based on those things. It's going
to
be,
said,
God.
Find
that institution.
To substantiate that, the scripture does say, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Which
it won't stand.
Just brought out, which is so true.
It will not stand. We can't build anything successfully in an institution if it's not based. Like I said, I'm not trying to get religious. I ain't telling you to go through religion
but
or anything.
You make a valid point. You make a valid point because we have to return back to the original source. Of existence.
Exactly.
And so you really hit a real vital point, because I think that's the problem. We have left God out of what we're attempting to do, and we are building, in your words, the master's reality. And that just don't work.
Nope.
That just don't work.
Nope.
It just don't work. I like what you said, brother. I like what you're saying.
Well, can you go back? He named some things: dignity, loyalty, commitment. What were some of those things that we need to gather up inside of ourselves again and inside of our community?
Mm-hmm.
But how do we get to that? Uh-huh. How do we get that in the family? How do we get that in the home? How do we get that in the community? And how do we galvanize around that or that model using the Godhead as the instrument that lives within us that we function out of? How do we get our people back to loving each other like that, operating in dignity where a handshake used to be all that we needed?
Right, that's all it used to be. And we have to get back to that because –
exactly.
In the motherland, they know the number one institution is the family. They
yep.
call it the village. It takes a whole village to raise a single child. They know that. And we have polluted our thinking and our reality with the contamination of other perspectives. And we got to get away from that. We got to return back to stabilizing our institution. Now, it used to be that if we failed in the family, the church was always there to help to pick up the slack. Now, this thing that they call a church today is not a church. It's been literally shut down. It's been shut down. God has shut it down because it is ineffective anyway. This thing, this so-called thing, that's a church. So we got to return back to our original origin. We got to. We're talking about survival, man.
Right. How we do that is the question.
This is no joke.
How do we make that turn? How do we make that turn? Stan, I'm going to the line. I got another caller on the line. 3035, if you're ready to talk, we're ready to talk with you. 3035. It's the Empowerment Network. Marvin Rowan and Stan Macklin coming to you live. How are we going to wake up? How are we going to turn this thing around? 3035, you're live on the Empowerment Network. Talk to us.
Well, we got to work together. And work in, can you hear me?
Yes.
We got to work together. Everything is about unity. One thing that happens is even the ants, they all help each other look at slice of bread. They do it 100 times. They work together. Now, the big thing that reminds me about ants is they touch each other. They walk past each other, so they give each other back.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, we got to look at the signs. Now, I don't know it all. I don't know or claim to be. I'm not just that guy. I understand life. We're going to go through trials, tribulations, and changes, but we got to remember that. Everybody was set up for a different calling, you know what I mean? That's why some people eat steak, some people eat milk. And we can't get mad at people either way. It's a hard day at night, but even though it is a hard day, we gotta
Huh?
Oh man, hold on.
His pop.
All right. Hey, let me ask you a question, brother. How do we get our power back? What's your answer?
How do we get up? Well, the thing is, power is always killed off by communications. In any war, if you want to if you want to handle your enemy, you kill their communications. If they can't bring relief, supplies,
or
they don't know where to go to deploy the troops, then there's nothing that can be done. I say that to say, we as the people, we've lost our way on working together. You know what I'm saying? Even though we don't like the dude who put up the light pole, the bottom line is he is throwing up the light pole. You know what I'm saying?
Hey now.
And I like what you said, consider the ways of the ants.
Yeah, it's more than us just getting our power back. Everybody is on something different. Everything is on something different, and we all got something to we got something different to bring to the game, and we can't get mad because the quarterback is in the concession stand when we're coming to the NFL game, NBA attire. We're getting these hard hits, but we don't have any proper gear to protect us. So
I heard that.
We all are working together to do something different. We don't need to give up on each other. But one thing I do know as a people, we got to remember that we only are the ones that can do what needs to be done. And that's it.
We're
man.
The only
you
one.
Know,
all right.
I leave it at that, man. I'm Pastor Don Jr. CEO, and I approve this message.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you a question. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually at a recording studio in Nashville, Boss Radio Live Recording
all right.
Studios.
All right, calling.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Nashville.
I set up
for
a studio session.
All right, thank you for
y'all
calling
have a great
in.
Day, man.
Nashville. All right, thank you, brother. Nashville coming to us live on the network. Continue to do the work in Nashville. Let's connect all over the country where we can inspire each other to become the best people that we can be. Hey, whatever that music is, contact us, man, so we can put your music out there.
That's right.
All right. Nashville is in the house, Stan. What you got? He said we got to start working like ants again. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I mean, we're on a roll. I mean, there again, that caller was just identifying that we need to be as simple and as profound as the ant. Consider the ways of the ant. They work together. They prepare
That's
for the
right.
winner. And I like I said, they touch each other. Oh, man, it's so true. I've seen that. I've studied them. And that's so true. I mean, they're so profound in motherland that they have what is called ant hills. And they're big old things. And we just got to go back to our original position as kings and queens on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's all reality.
My brother said communication and working together. I like that. How are we going to take back our power? All right, here we go. I'm going back to the line, 6050. 6050 is the Empowerment Network. It's your turn. Nashville chimed in real loud. We're going around the country, man. This is the Empowerment Network. It's 365 days of us doing it for ourselves. Our conversation with us, by us, for us. Stan said we got to get back to FUBU, and that's so true. But we got into marketing where we took the FUBU and turned it into merchandise. 6050. We're
that's
live.
Right.
You're live. Talk to us. It's the Empowerment Network. Marvin Rowan and Stan Macklin. You there?
Go ahead, I'm here. I have a comment. The first thing that needs to be done, and we're a bit, not everyone, of course, but it seems like there's some ambivalence towards meeting and planning, right?
Uh-huh.
Meeting and strategizing. So I think the first thing that needs to be done is that we need to get together to figure out what it is we want. What does the end state look like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? What does the end state look? Is it a land with unicorns and if animals on, like, I don't know. We have to get together to first figure out what we want, and then you can put together a plan to get there. But if you don't know what you want, what is that old African saying? If you don't know what you want, any road will get you there.
Hmm.
Right? So if we haven't, people say, well, and then they'll make statements on what they want. I said, no, this needs to be discussed, and it needs to be documented in some detail. What is it we want? You know, education, entertainment, economics, labor law, politics, religion, sex, and war. What do we want?
Mm-hmm. All right, he threw that Neely Fuller on us.
Yeah, that's Neely Fuller said, I was about to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to figure that out first. And then there needs to be a plan. And I mistakenly said we, because we always do that. We say we. And those that see the value in that need to get together and start doing that. And I hope it's already happening. I mean, I know it's happened some in the past. I just hope it happens more in the future.
All right. Let me start with you then. What do we need? What do we want? What do you want?
Oh,
let's start with
list.
You.
Run
the list.
I don't want to break it down on this program, but I will say
right,
this.
But
I will pick
okay.
Let's start with one. Let's pick one, right? Let's pick one. Education. And I think most people who are into black empowerment would agree that we need to have more control over the education of our children.
Mm-hmm.
What they learn, how they learn it, when they learn it, what age they learn certain things. So let's say that we get together and we say, okay, we're behind closed doors, things, such as the classroom should look like this. Our classrooms should look like this, whether it's online or in person. The classrooms need to look like this. They need to have these things. At what ages do they need to learn certain things? What things do we want to introduce them to, like finance and economics? I mean, think about it. A kid who's poor, who grows up in poverty, one of the main classes he should be taking is about money. Why? Because he doesn't have it. Like, I mean, that's logic.
You got that right.
So, but we don't do that. We don't teach them about finance and economics and investing, even though that's one of their main problems. That may be one of their main problems. So that's my thought on that. My thought on that is just, you know, we need to get behind closed doors, or I shouldn't say we, but those who think that it's valuable to do so need to get behind closed doors and really start to figure out what it is that we want, what it looks like, and then start, and that kind of thing. But just start the process. But there's some
I like the we.
That I think.
I like the
why.
We, but we, I think we need leadership, man. I think we need guidance and really good, strong leadership, right? And we had a couple of weeks ago, we had the leadership summit, but I think we need good, strong leadership. And you spoke to education, right? What our children need, not what everybody else need, right? This is really compartmentalized down to what our needs are. And I talked earlier about when you have a prognosis or a diagnosis, it's for each individual, right? So we all don't need the same thing. We don't all need the same remedy. We need whatever we need for us. Thank you, brother, for sharing. Hold on to the line. I'm coming back to you because I got another question for you. Hey, real quick, where are you calling from?
Toronto.
All right. Toronto is in the house. Thank you, sir. Hold on tight. We're getting back to you. Stan, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. And he said there again. We're on a roll today. Literally, in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. He dwelt on conversation. We got to have a conversation. And in the midst of having a conversation, we determine what do we want? What do we want to do? That's why it says in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. It's not just me, myself, and I. It's us. It's we. It's unity. It's a collective consciousness, as our one brother
mm-hmm.
said.
That's right.
That's what it takes.
That's so true.
And
we need a strategy.
It's not hard to define which way we go. I mean, a king is a king, period. A queen is a queen, period. Now, there's different kinds of kings and queens, but they all have a kingdom. What kind of kingdom do we want is the real answer.
All right. We got to say what we want. That brother's right. You got to envision it, and then you got to manifest it. Let's go back to the line, Stan. The deck is full. 43-24, before I get to you, let's think about what we need to do to change where we're going, right? How do we take back the power? How do we get our power back in the things that we need to do? Hold on a second. All right, that line dropped. I think they didn't want to talk to us. They just wanted to listen, and that's okay. You can always call and listen. Just say, hey, I'm here to listen, and then we'll keep it moving. All right,
yes,
I'm going to 727-7244. You can talk or listen. It's the Empowerment Network. This show is for you. You can listen to it. You can talk to it. But I want you to share it with your community. 7244 coming to us live. Marvin Ronan, Stan Macklin. What do you have for us today? 7244. You're live.
Hotel, peace and
Hotel,
power,
my
peace
brother.
And how is everybody?
Peace and blessings.
How's the family?
All is well on this end. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, beloved. Doing just fine, brother.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina, my brother.
All right,
good.
SC in the house.
Yes, sir. Yes,
what you
sir.
Got for us today?
As we talk about some solutions, man, I can't help but to offer, you know, the place where our people are now. Us as black people, we have been basically taken by storm by the mainstream
mm-hmm.
religion. Right, regardless of whatever it is that you practice, and I'm not taking any shots at any one person, but a lot of times
no
what you find is that these religions are basically not not fashioned in our image, right? Because I can recall
mm-hmm.
going to a Baptist church and listening to feel good words, right? Listening to the preacher do his thing,
you know, watching the collection plate, you know, that was a ritual, right? We would go and get on our knees and basically mm-hmm. perform a blood ritual where we would drink the blood of Jesus and mm. also we would eat the body of Jesus. And that although there was a black man on the pulpit right behind him, directly behind him, and we look at the pulpit as being one of the most sacred things in the church, right? You don't play around.
Mm-hmm.
So when I, mm-hmm. as a youngster, would look at the black pastor and behind him, it would be a picture of a big white man with long straight hair, mm. big blue eyes. Is the reality.
My Lord.
That is still the
That's
reality
true.
That we find ourselves in today, right? Even if we call them an Arab or whatever it is, these things are not fixated in our image. These they might have stolen components, borrowed components. They might have pieces and parts of what we as Africans, we as the founding forefathers and foremothers.
Come on,
brought,
brother. Tell it.
What we don't find is the organic truth. And when we say, how mm-hmm. can we go back to understanding the things that are resourceful? Money is only just an aspect. Education
yeah.
is only an aspect. If we don't have the proper understanding and the proper worldview to be, and also the proper culture that is now going to enforce that worldview. You understand? And I think even when we're talking about a body, you know, you guys said it right, because everything doesn't work for all body parts. Even though you have one mm-hmm. body, you understand, you have various components. You have various pieces. And you want this thing to move and work in a fashion in which we call ma'at, or in a fashion, in a mode that is going to be synergistic for the restoration of what's right. Not for not all human people. Right now, we're only concerned with our people, right? I think that's
right.
what's up with us. We've been loving and been giving for so long. Now we've been waiting at the line. We've been waiting in line for 2 years, and we'll let Johnny come lately come before, you know, go before us after we've been here, and we need to handle these issues that have been plaguing us like no other human. You understand? No other human, mankind, has gone through what we've gone through. So therein, what I've learned and what you said, brother, everybody has their own thing that they're cleaning up. That's why we look at African culture, African spirituality, you look at ancestral veneration at the core of it all. That's why they talk about pouring libation. When we're eating, we're talking about fixing something for our ancestors. Remembering the good things that they left us and also the bad things that they
That's
left
right.
us. We want to be honest. We don't want to romanticize with our ancestors. We want to be honest. So therefore, we can keep the things that they gave to us, keep the jewels, and also we need to clean up the things that we inherited as well, right? And I think by us getting in, doing the internal work, doing that spiritual work, not only for the priests, not only for the spiritual, but all of us in our community should be spiritually gifted or spiritually inclined to do this work. You understand? Because I can't fix it for nobody else that won't fix it for themselves. So this is the thing, because just between us, we have a brother down here that's he's over one of the festivals here, Black Festival, and you know, the brother was promoting some strip club stuff. You understand? So, again, even when you talked about leadership, we have to have accountability when it comes down to leadership. Us as being
That's right.
And those of us that are electing the leaders, we must stand strong and encourage this level of accountability and this level of standard having and bringing checks and balances. So, therefore, because when it comes down to us, we are definitely at war, and anytime you're at wartime, there's no time to play games. But we like to play games, even in our culture. Everybody's ready now to go vote. You understand? Everybody's ready now to either, you know, to say to heck with Trump, I'm going to go vote for Biden. But guess what? Neither one of them European Wazungus has your best interest at heart. So, therefore, we need to utilize our dollar. That is our real ballot. That is our real vote, is where we're spending our money. You understand? There's no use of us going to vote, but then we're turning on BET, and then we're entertaining this WAP or entertaining what they call, this is a quote, there's some holes in this house, right? You know,
this is popular now
amongst our people. So this is basically the thermometer. This is the probe to see how we think about ourselves. We're letting a Hispanic chick, Cardi B, come from the outside, referring to us as niggas. You understand? This is a reality. This is a reality. Calling us Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's the one that's a poster boy right now in hip hop. They basically hijacked our culture. This used to be our drum. I can remember growing up. I'm 40 years old. Remember self destruction. We remember the times where X-Clan. We remember those times where we were able to utilize that drum to promote influential messages and provide a substantial culture to help validate our children's experience, to help validate our experience as adults. But now we've gone wayward. We're all over, regardless of how much we done prayed about it. We done prayed about it, so I don't know how long. But what, you know, what happens is we still get killed in the church by the white man. And what happens? He gets taken out, and they take him to Burger King. So, therefore, there's something inside our prayer we need to understand and realize how it is that we're doing. And look at science. That's what our ancestors did. They were able to observe and become one with nature to understand how they were going to solve problems for themselves inside going forward. And too many people are not drawn to great shows like this. Too many of our people are afraid to say black power. We got so many of our people, rather than going back to reclaim that African lineage, going back to reclaim what our ancestors left us, we're quick to say, well, hey, I'm not that. I'm this. I'm an American. I'm a Hispanic. I'm something other than what your blood says you are. You understand? So I think it is very important, and the creator of no kind should come and save you more than what we're going to do for ourselves. So I, in my resolve to finding a solution to the problem is going inwardly, meditating. You understand? Those messages to come inside of us, knowing how to eat and take care of yourself. You understand?
True.
These are things that should be simple, but we've got caught up in the rat race and performing, doing the things with thus says the white man, with thus says the master. He's only utilizing that filth in a more conservative way now, where it's hard to see. You understand? And we'll wind up arguing, well, who's the best between Trump and Biden? We have families that are falling out because they're arguing over two white folks that don't even care nothing about you. So I think getting back and going in with it is going to be very important before we're able to set up substantial leadership, before we're able to set up substantial education. You understand? Before we're able to set up a substantial society, substantial financial institutions, we have to go inwardly to make sure that we are being accountable, and those people that are maintaining these positions are also being accountable for our best African worldview interests at heart.
I heard that. South Carolina, thank you. Hold tight, because I would come back to you. Hold tight, brother. Thank you so much for that. Stan.
Yes, my brother.
Man.
You know,
South Carolina laid it down.
Yeah, he did. He did. He did. And I have to say this. This, the reality of the death of George Floyd, a massive wake up amongst some white people, okay? To the extent that they are reinvesting their money into black banks. I was listening to one billionaire who challenged his enterprise that on an annual basis they give just 1%, and the 1% was like $122 million that they are given toward and as a challenge to other enterprises to do that, so that they can build their own communities through their black bank. And it's not that we don't have the money. Our money just don't stay in our pocket overnight. It's gone. It's gone.
Got that
the
right.
It's gone. And so, but when you have people like that who understands capitalism and how it takes resources to make a difference. That's powerful. And if we could do this in a way where we pull our resources in a way to sustain and to support our institution, we really should support our own institution. But if
they want to
help out, I mean, that's all right. I ain't gonna throw the baby in the bathwater out, you know. But that's why I said some have woken up, because they realize through Jim Crow and segregation and civil rights what they've done, what the devastating effects of white supremacy. And you cannot have a conscience and don't try to rectify by doing what's right. And so we just got some good calls today, man. Good calls.
All right, yeah. Good. I'll say this, man. You could give us a whole lot of money, but if we don't know what to do with it,
you might as well
not even give it to us, because all we're going to do is squander it. So we have to have programs, like the brother said, to educate us on finances. We need a good, strong, solid culture. That's what the NAAE is talking about. EA is talking about African-American empowerment and politics, economics, health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, culture, and education. We have to educate our children. We have to educate our communities. I'm going back to the line, 0946. Stan, you ready? 0946 coming to you live on the Empowerment Saturday show. Hey, we got calls from all over the country. Come on here. 0946.
I think I agree with a lot that's been saying, and a part of the accountability. I think it's interesting. I did watch the game, and when I was watching it, I said, are they booing? I was like, what? And so my thing is how do we live without contradiction? I'm a musician. If I got up and said, I want to give tribute to my child that was almost killed or whatever, and then the audience booed me, and then I turned around and performed for them, that's cognitive dissonance. That's a contradiction. So how do we, I mean, if I was explaining that to my child, well, Mama, why are they booing us? And then they turn around and play for the same people that are booing them so they can get paid. That doesn't make sense. I know it's complex. I'm not trying to simplify it. But I'm saying, as long as we remain in contradiction with what we say and what we do, that's a big challenge. I noticed that a lot of the programs that talk about racism, it's a lot of brothers involved in those conversations. There's not a lot of sisters that are on podcasts, radio, and that sort of thing that are talking about racism. And yet the participation of what we're doing in one another's lives, we say one thing, but we got BET, we got a football league that tries to stand and be for unity, but then the people boo them, then they turn around and play for them, and then we've got all this contradiction. So I think that accountability, there is no contradiction, because you're consistent, and the ant that we're talking about, this building, is consistent with what they're trying to do and their agenda and what they're trying to do. So I would just like to ask, to get some opinion from you guys, you know, how do you explain that to your child, that you're rooting for this player, he's saying that he's up for Black Lives Matter, and you've got an entire stadium that's booing them, saying it doesn't matter, and then they turn around and play for him? I don't understand that. If someone could maybe break that down to me, especially
with
sports and all that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
General, I'm going to take that one. Here it is.
The contradiction
lies in the system itself. The contradiction lies in the president of the United States. The contradiction lies in slavery, right? The Constitution is where the contradiction lies. In every element in this system, even in religion, even in culture, there are always contradictions, right? As we continue to contradict ourselves, it's because we live in the myriad of contradictions. It's just a fact, right? And I got to explain it this way, right? When you say in 1776 that you wanted freedom and liberty and justice for all, and you didn't really mean all, that's a contradiction. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So that contradiction, right? And it's just that analysis, right? Thomas Jefferson was a contradiction. George Washington was a contradiction. The Confederate system was a contradiction. And we continue to contradict ourselves all the time at every turn. But I'm turning it back over to you, Stan.
Well, I'm trying to digest Sister got at something which was deep. She said, how can you turn around and play for that institution where they are booing you for the statement or your support of the statement, Black Lives Matter? You know, just I want to just hit it right straight on the head. This goes all the way back to the days of the Black Panther. The white supremacists, they don't like anything that's black, period. Black. Black Lives Matter is nothing but another aspect of self-empowerment and help from the standpoint the Black Panther Party for the self-defense was formed because of police brutality against us as people. And we had to police our own communities against them. And they literally did they neutralized and they destroyed the party. What happened? Now,
mm-hmm.
They're trying to do the same thing with Black Lives Matter. We're saying, stop killing us. Stop killing. Black Lives Matter, just of course, like all lives matters, silly. But stop targeting and singling out us. Stop killing us.
Can I jump in for a second, brother? Realized something, right? And here we are again. We have a show that we're talking about planning and strategizing and waking up, but we're right back to talking about what they're doing to us again. So we all forget. And I great question, sister, but this is an example of how we're in here talking about what we need to do, and then we got to go back and shift our focus to what they're doing again. Right, we keep diverting our energy and our focus and our intent and our mindset and our attitudes toward defense. We keep defending ourselves. Now we got to talk about why they booed us. Guess what? They booed us because that's what they do. All right, we got it.
That's
we won't have to analyze
do.
It no more. We won't have to dissect it. That's what they do. Now let's move on with our agenda. Let's come up with some strategies that work
like
for us.
That.
Like
I
the
like
brother
that.
Said, educating
like
our kids. Let's have a culture that talks about accountability amongst ourselves. And then deal with it as we get to it. Thank you for the call, sister. I'm coming back to you. I got 15 minutes left. 7974. I hate to cut you off, Stan, but we got to stay on this road, man. We can't keep talking about them
no,
all the time.
True.
They
that's
had
true.
Their
we
time.
Can, yeah,
it's
that's,
our
that's,
turn.
That's called a detour, but it was a you know, when you're taking a journey, sometimes you get on the wrong road. You got to get back on it, and that's what the NAAEA is all about. To help us to stay on the right road. It's an institution that helps us to define our reality that says enough is enough. We're tired of trying to get in to fit in, and we want our own reality. And we're going to do that.
Right.
And we're here.
The quicker that we realize
from all over.
And know who we dealing with, the quicker we can get to healing. The quicker we can get to repair and restoration. Right? And this is not negative. It is what it is, people. It is what it is. So let's stop tussling with that. 7974-0946, I'm coming back to you. 7974 coming to you live. It's the Empowerment Network, Marvin Rowan and Stan Macklin.
Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. So I think
couple of comments on some past comments, and I think really rich conversation. I joined a little late, but I think to the caller's question about the booing, what I would like to say is that I think we as Black people have continued to live within this position between resistance and survival. And so I think that that's just been something that we have learned to do, right? Because we, in America, right, in sort of this society and with this white supremacist structure, we really have to navigate between how we resist and how we survive. And I think that survival piece, and even when we think about thriving and survival, is important. And so, you know, how we care for ourselves, I would say, is also going to be important. Mm-hmm. So that survival piece. Okay. So that survival
piece. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Richmond.
Okay.
Calling from Richmond. So
yes.
I think that's one piece, I think, of as Black people, we are in a continuous cycle. So even when the caller was talking about, you know, Joe Biden versus Trump, right, it's not that probably either one of them, and particularly Trump, but we are oftentimes forced to be in a situation of the lesser of two evils, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so while Biden might not be the best, and while we are choosing between, you know, as the caller said, two Europeans, we also have to figure out for ourselves, right, what puzzle pieces get us to the next step, right? And that's survival. And so that's what I mean. When you choosing to go and you choosing to place your vote for something that our ancestors, you know, bled and died for, we also have to make decisions based on, you know, sort of sometimes a catch-22 scenario, but it's about the vision of how we get to the next step. And that's just the reality of the situation.
That's precisely the point. After 400 years, there comes a time where we must declare enough, make a bold declaration, just like the Europeans did with the Declaration of Independence. Enough is enough, and we want our own institutions that define our own reality, because we're masterminds when it comes how to survive and how to manipulate the what needs to be manipulated. We know this, but let's stop this now. Let's catch a hold of ourselves and return back to our original position as the God ordained kings and queens on earth. That's who we are, and let's build a kingdom.
All right. How do we become the people? Go ahead, sister.
No, I was going to say I agree. And I think that, you know, part of that is empowering and providing people with the resources they need, because if you're continuously operating from a state of deficiency, then being able to see past the level of prosperity is going to be really hard. And so I think part of it is, for me, boils down to economic development of our people, which is sort of a baseline fundamental process, because again, sort of like the hierarchy of needs, I can't see your vision until you feed me, right? If I'm hungry, I can't even listen to what you're saying until you give me what I need to be able to then stand in a place, right, of understanding, because I can't, you know, I'm not trying to listen to what you're saying if I can't get to that point. So I think for us, part of that is the economic development of what we can do to get people into a place where they can hear you. Access, opportunity, all those kind of things. So, no, I agree, but I think it's a process, and I think we have to stop skipping steps to be able to get there.
Stop skipping steps. Thank you, caller. All right, so we have so many things, right? So many things, so many areas to heal. You cannot put a cast on somebody's ear. You can't do it. Right?
No.
It don't make sense. right? So how do we continue to build this momentum? The brother talked about strategies and planning. The sisters talked about what they need to do, what we need to do. How do we get this thing together? The brother from South Carolina laid it down. Toronto came in. Nashville said it all. We have to be able to create institutions that define who we are and create a reality and a mindset that has collective consciousness where we have institutions that develop our young people to be positive, peaceful, and productive. Now, I'm not saying don't fight if you have to, but I'm saying protect yourself and build institutions that have at the heart of it political stability for the African-American community. At the heart of it has economic stability mm-hmm. for the community that has components of health, wellness, and fitness and nutrition while we take care of our bodies and our minds, right, and heal ourselves from the trauma, and then have a good, strong culture and a cultural background that brings about cohesion and unity within ourselves. And then lastly, creating an educational system that helps promote and direct ourselves.
Mm. Sounds like a movement, my brother. And a movement is an institution. And with that collective consciousness, it almost makes us undeniable. We're able to implement the unchallenged and undo what hasn't been done. We just have to return back to that. This program, and I think you got built in it that the principles of the NAAEA, it's there.
Right, right.
I know for a time like this in my life, in my family, we need this. We need this institution to help us to navigate toward building our reality that sustains and supports us, and we can support each other. All the pillars are there. It's there. And we have to promote that and be audacious enough that we'll even die for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
creating
that's
systems.
The ultimate sacrifice.
Systems of accountability. I'm going back to the lines, brother. I'm going to 6050, and then I'm going to slide on down to 7244 and wrap it up with 0946. 6050. You're alive. How do we build this thing? How do we build these institutions?
Who's setting up the first meeting?
All right. The first meeting.
That's
to plan and strategize.
Who's setting up the first meeting? And then who's going to work on the agenda? See, as long as we keep talking around it, then we're going to keep talking around it.
It's already set up.
The first meeting is set up. Okay. All right. The meeting is set up, and the work is being done. Okay. That's great. Because that's where it is. Not really about pumping ourselves up on titles or anything like that. Kings and queens. I'm not a king. It's about whoever sets up the meeting. And another brother said it earlier. He said it's internal. It comes from you. And the only way that you can prove is when somebody does it. You can say say, hey, I want to be a basketball player all I want, but it's the brother that's putting up 200 shots a day in the gym that's showing me. So the person that's talking, I'm not listening to that person. So what? I don't care what you want. Like that. I don't see it. Right?
That's a challenge.
That's
what we got to work on.
That's a straight up
challenge.
That's
what we got to work on.
So
I like
the
that.
Meeting is set up and
I like that.
People are about to do something, that's where it
you'll
is.
Be there. You'll
the
be
talking,
there.
All right.
We can talk for the next 20 years and have the same conversation in 20 years. We could.
It's time
to
do.
We're setting up empowerment centers and all of our cities.
There we go.
In Richmond, in South Carolina, in Nashville, in Toronto, and Houston, and Dallas, and Los Angeles, empowerment centers all over the country. Thank you, brother. I'm going down to South Carolina now.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The brother challenged us.
He challenged us.
7244. The brother said,
yes,
hey, y'all can do all this talking. Who gonna do the planning and the organizing and the strategizing? And you brought the accountability piece in there. Our men and our women have to be accountable now. What you got for us, 7244?
And I think we're gonna have to kill a lot of that European that's being programmed inside of us. We have to be honest with ourselves when we've been educated by the same person. Now, as the sister was saying, that's why we had, that's why such a controversy, because it's kind of somewhat of an irony. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught to now create solutions from the same brain that they educated us with, so it wasn't with our come up in mind. So I think it has be a lot of evaluation as well. The accountability piece comes in. So I think first we must understand what our ancestors did. It should be very important to understand how they were able to build and maintain cultures and civilizations
True.
For thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
Think there is going to lie our pieces inside making our tomorrow functional, whether it be you're using money, gold. At the end of the day, I feel like we are the most vulnerable and valuable pieces. Having the
True.
Alliances amongst each other, going into our families, stop fighting over this and some of the frivolous stuff that we fight over. You understand? And understanding that, hey, you are my dollar. My brother is my dollar, and my
mm-hmm.
sister is my dollar. Taking care of your
mm-hmm.
family should be the most primary obligation. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I think only
right.
when we go there is we'll only do to now be able to handle and maintain our resources in a better fashion. So they
True.
Are able to sustain us. We think we should look at sustainability. You understand? Understanding what resources is. Understanding how to plant gardens again. How to take care of yourself if the grocery store
mm-hmm.
closes down. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Self-reliance. My grandmother told me self-preservation is the first law of nature. This European
mm-hmm.
definitely feels that way. When are we going to do the same?
All right. Thank you, brother. Hey, let's start in South Carolina. We start in Richmond, and we move around the country. The network has begun. Thank you, brother, for that. I'm going down to 0946. We got 1 minute and 45 seconds left. We're going to wrap it up with you today. What you got for us, General?
I think that everything that we're talking about is good, but where trust is earned is when the behavior and the words match up. And as long as our words say one thing and our behavior says another thing, then getting that trust is going to be difficult. Not to say that people are not motivated and are saying that we can, but if the behavior says something different, I think it just causes a lot of confusion. So I think accountability is very important, and starting with the family is very important.
All right. We're talking
mm-hmm.
about integrity now. Those are the core values. We need some core values. Thank you, sister, and our culture. Final words from you, Stan.
The pillars have come out today. They are out there, and we have to mount them and to build upon the pillars that have been set forth. It's all reality. You just got to do it. It's time to do.
All right. Thank you, Stan. It's been 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's Empowerment Saturday. Join us again next Saturday. Go out to the archives and listen to our 10 episode series. We just did episode 10 on what slavery did to us. We have organizations that we've created that work for us. All we got to do is, like the brother said, look at the blueprint, come up with a plan and a strategy, and work that thing. Until next week, love y'all. Go out this week and do something good in your community and keep inspiring us to do what we need to do on our end. Peace and blessings. Until next week.
They do it every time. Won't get no better if we just let it be.
Na, 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 na.
The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.